plate a potential nugget.
And back to mid-career transition, Herminia, I'm curious about how people reinvent themselves. And you particularly talk about a couple of dimensions, commitment and exploration. And you talk about the different, back to my consulting roots, the 2x2 appealed to me. But I was particularly curious about the one quadrant foreclosure that you talk about, which is a risk. A lot of people don't acknowledge that there's a suboptimality to it. So talk to us about how you think about it.
So that was part of the playful thing. I said there's two bit when you're kind of when you're making a transition, people think you go from A to B, but you don't. You go from A to this transition thing, which we call liminality in our technical jargon, to B. Mm-hmm. So in between, you're neither here nor there, and it's horrible. Because you lose your identity anchors. And so in that space, it behooves you to be a little bit more playful because you're neither here nor there. So that means you don't have to be consistent and you can try and you can talk to people about jobs you'd never consider, or you can do things that are pretty much out of character, but you know you're trying to learn something. And that can be very freeing because we don't often give ourselves permission to deviate.
There are no corporate guidelines.
No. And so the two principles are, as you said, divergent exploration and delayed commitment. Divergent explorations is what I mean by that is whenever I teach people who are in transitions, one of the first things I do is I say, write a list of your possible selves. They don't have to be feasible. They don't have to be public. They don't have to be something you're committing to do. But just let your imagination run wild. What's the set of possibilities? Do a kind of brainstorming with yourself. Don't be embarrassed to write. Even if it's ridiculous, put it in there. And it's really interesting what people come up with. It's quite, in fact, we are very multiple and often quite divergent. Doesn't mean you're going to do all of those things, and certainly not at the same time. But when you get permission to be divergent, there's a lot there. And in fact, one of the things that is hard for people in transition is they feel that they must not be ready because they're considering such a different array of options. And they feel that somehow that's wrong, that they are equally passionate and excited about two things that seem mutually exclusive, like getting promoted at my current firm and then starting up a business on something completely different. And one day you're excited about this and the other day you're excited about that and you think you're out of your mind. But in fact, what we're doing is trying to explore and compare and contrast and how do I feel here and how did I feel there? And so when you give yourself, and that's why it takes time, that's why the time factor plays in, to explore more divergently and say, this is actually natural. And it gives me more information so that then I can make the right choice. You make better decisions and you're less likely to do the other thing, the foreclosure, which is take the first thing that comes your way because it's been 6 months and I can't tell people anymore that I'm still, you know, out of work. So the delayed commitment comes from understanding that it's going to take time and you're not going to go for the first thing that comes up or the second thing until you really had a chance to test. Because once you jump, you're going to be stuck there at least another 2 years. And so why not take a little longer at the beginning in order to make a more robust choice?
I think there's something to be said about efficiency and effectiveness when it comes to transitions. The default tendency is to look at efficiency metrics when dealing with a transition. The default metric that people gravitate towards is elapsed time to find the next opportunity. I see people losing a lot more sleep over how much time has elapsed, and a lot less sleep over how much they've explored and tried and how much they've reflected about themselves in that period. And this paradox is fascinating to observe. That's possibly because one is visible and the other is hidden, possibly in the blind spot. While the period of limbo is unnerving, grappling with it, having a discipline around exploration, being at it for a period of time, reflecting on the experiences, and then launching onto the next trajectory can be immensely fulfilling and effective and save a lot of churn and heartburn over the medium to long term. In my experience, I find that foreclosure as one of the most critical yet least talked about elements when senior leaders transition from one context to another. Over the long run, we all know that we regret our omissions much more than our commissions. So in that context, it's worth reflecting on whether you've explored enough and reflected enough before you plunge into something else. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. Given you're listening to this conversation with Herminia, you might specifically find the themes Reinventing Yourself and Navigational Principles relevant. The playlist Reinventing Yourself is about leaders who were at inflection points and who were courageous to try different things and move to a different context. This includes Amish Tripathi talking about how he moved from a career in financial services to writing. Rupa Kudwa speaks about moving from Crisil to Umedia Network. Papa CJ speaks about moving from management consulting to stand up. Nanda Nilakeni speaks about moving from Infosys to the UID project and to politics. Atul Kasbekar speaks about moving from being a photographer to becoming a producer. Devdutt Patnaik talks about moving from healthcare to mythology, and so on. Hopefully, the diversity of perspectives will provoke your thinking around how to navigate the transition. The playlist Navigational Principles gives you a flavor of the frameworks that various people used to deal with the various inflection points. In a world with more divergent pathways than before, the quality of the steering wheel is possibly as important, if not more important, than the quality of the engine we have in our car. This playlist gives you some thought starters which will help you build a more robust steering wheel for yourself. You can access these playlists in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com. Bye now.